Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the broadcast. It is your host, Rob Zicari. Wow. What is going on with the Democrats? Huh? What's going on with the Democrats? You know, I think it's kind of, it's like redemption, okay? That's what it is. It's like we've been proven right. How's that? We've been proven right. Remember, because it wasn't that long ago. Remember Illinois. Remember the Trump rally, and you had all that bedlam going on. You had people fighting. All three networks, or cable news networks, covered the as they would call them, riots. Remember that? And from our point of view, from the Republican point of view, from the conservative point of view, we felt it was... Well, it was treated a little bit unfairly. It was treated a little bit unfairly from our point of view. The notion that all of this is happening because Trump supporters are xenophobes, homophobes, transgender phobes, Latino phobes, just all the phobes, just all the phobes. And we said, no. The people at the Trump rally were there to listen to Trump. They weren't there to cause a disruption. No. There were professional agitators there. There were people from the Bernie Sanders campaign there. There were people who went there specifically to fight with Trump supporters. And people went, ah, you guys are nuts. And we went, oh, okay, well, when that's our point of view. And then Arizona came, and you had people chaining themselves to a highway. You had protesters chaining themselves to a highway, backing traffic up, not letting individuals get to a Trump rally and get to a hospital, get to a grocery store, get home for that point, considering the road was the only road in that area going in and out of the town. And we said, hey, from our point of view, these aren't Trump supporters chaining themselves to cars. From our point of view, these seem to be professional agitators. They seem to be Bernie Sanders supporters. They seem to be people that are talking about a revolution. Now, I don't know a revolution that does not consist of violence. Just saying, babe. You know, just from my point of view. And then we move to California, where Trump is delivering a Republican committee members in a hotel. and hundreds of people throw eggs at the hotel. They block entrances to the hotel to the point where Trump has to go through a back entrance. He has to climb under a fence. I mean, it was a scene from a prison break. I mean, it was insane. It's insane. People burning the American flag. Just burning the American flag. Seriously, burning the American flag. Now, these weren't Trump people. They were professional agitators. They were Bernie Sanders supporters. Remember, you can't have a revolution without violence. It just, you know, revolutionary war. You can't. I don't think there's ever. It's aside for the Beatles song, the Nike commercials. Oh, you say you want a revolution. Well, you know, you want to change. And they got like the Nike shoe. Okay, I guess that's peaceful, but it is intermixed with, pictures of Gandhi, who was shot, and Martin Luther King shot. The revolutions, there's violence. There's anarchy. So you had all this happening in California at this hotel. And again, you had networks covering it. You had Democrats outraged. Outraged! They were outraged. And from the time it happened in Illinois to the hotel, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, Georgie Stephanopoulos, the list goes on and on. They talked about Trump ginning up violence. All of these things that are happening at Trump rallies are because everybody there hates blacks and hates Mexicans and hates Jews. And they just hate. They just hate. They hate everybody. Hate, 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 hate. There's no Bernie Sanders people. There's no Hillary Clinton. It's nothing but Trump haters. Matter of fact, they take off their Trump shirts. They put on Bernie Sanders shirts. And then throw eggs at each other. That's what they do. This is all because of Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. So that's all we heard. Trump. All of this stuff is because of Trump. It's because of Trump. It's because of Trump. 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 And then all of a sudden, the wheels of justice. Oh, the wheels of justice turn. At times they turn very, very slowly. But they turn. Ask OJ about the wheels of justice turning. So the Democrats had a little convention in Vegas, and I know by now you've seen the footage. It was at Nevada, to be exact. I know. Whenever we think of Nevada, we think of Vegas, because that really is the only reason you go to Nevada. Why would you go to Nevada? Why would you go to a desert that's 1,000 degrees, okay, unless there were casinos, all-you-can-eat buffets, hookers, booze, drugs, and roller coasters, okay? If that wasn't there, Why would you go to Nevada? So at this Nevada convention, this caucus-style convention where you have supporters from either side in the room and they cast their votes. There was anarchy, ladies and gentlemen. There was a revolution. Yes. The thing that Bernie Sanders has been calling for happened. The thing that we on the Republican side have said, it's not us. We're not the ones that are the agitators in all of these incidents. We are just there to see our candidate speak. We don't show up to a Bernie Sanders rally throwing eggs at him. We don't show up to a Hillary Clinton rally and throw eggs at him. Or her. Those Freudian. I mean, she does wear the whole suit pant thing and just, okay. We don't do those things. We don't do those things. The Bernie Sanders people do. Now, I don't want to bash the Bernie Sanders people too much. I don't want to bash. I want their energy. I do. I want their energy. I want them to feel as disgusted about Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the whole process that they would come to our side. Not because they like Trump, although I'm sure some of them do, but more importantly, so they could send a message to the Democrats. I want them to come and join us. Come and join us. Send a message to the Democrats. They're going to F you. They're going to F you and your leader, the man that's called for a revolution. They're going to F him. And what better way to stick it to the Dems than to vote for Trump and make sure that Hillary Clinton does not win. So I want to be somewhat gentle to the Bernie agitators. But ladies and gentlemen, what happened in Nevada? What happened with this Roberta Lang, the Nevada Democrat chairwoman? It's obvious that all of these incidences that were happening at Trump rallies were not Trump people. They were Bernie people. They were people that want a revolution. When they're calling the Dem state chair, when they're calling this Roberta Lang, saying she's disgusting. I mean, literally, you have Bernie Sanders supporters calling her up saying she should die. That she should be hung from a tree. And it wasn't just one call. There were multiple calls. They've been playing them on CNN. They've been playing. MSNBC is downplaying this stuff. MSNBC is horrible. I love when people bash Fox. Wow, they're just a Republican mouthpiece. Listen, MSNBC is way, way more biased and way more slanted. Again, Fox is for Republicans. MSNBC is for Democrats, of course. But Fox has shows where they actually bring Republicans on and they bash the hell out of Donald Trump or other Republicans, and you think to yourself, what the hell's going on? But MSNBC, it's like their entire strategy is to protect Democrats. I mean, just their entire strategy. So CNN's been playing these phone calls, not one, not two, not three. There's multiple phone calls where Bernie supporters are calling this woman saying they want her to die. Remember, you can't have a revolution without people dying. You can't have a revolution without some form of anarchy. Can't be done. So this caucus, this private, whatever the hell they had in Nevada, where both sides get in a room and they start voting, turned into chaos because, of course, the system is rigged. And when Donald Trump said it, everybody laughed. Ah, he's just a crying baby. Did the billionaire man baby. Meh. And here's Bernie Sanders saying, it's rigged. Look what's happening. It's rigged. So at this this convention, they do a rules committee vote. The rules committee with this Roberta Lang, they change some rules, some procedures. They basically do what they do to deny Bernie Sanders' delegates, to deny Bernie Sanders' people from having a voice. And the Bernie Sanders people lose their minds. I mean, they lose their minds. They start screaming. They start yelling. Barbara Boxer was there. She gets on stage, starts trying to talk to the people, and they start booing her. They start screaming at her, and she's screaming back at them. She's screaming back at them. You have people throwing chairs, literally guys with chairs holding them up in the air. It looked like a pro wrestling match. Looked like a pro wrestling match. It was insane. Absolutely insane. And again, all of this stuff was happening in Chicago, Illinois. Hell, remember the Bernie supporter that charged Trump's podium in Ohio? Remember that? Remember that? In Illinois, the game plan was to charge Trump when he was on the podium. And guess what happened in Nevada? They charged the podium. We told everybody. These are Bernie supporters that are causing all these disturbances. And, of course, Democrats, all the other various media outlets, all BS, BS, Democrats, liberals, they're peace-loving beatniks. Come on, they just want to eat Ben and Jerry's ice cream, smoke a little weed, have threesomes. It's all fun. And we said no. 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 There's something going on here. When you see somebody in the audience with the Trump sign, and someone runs up from behind and pulls the sign out of their hand, and as they're running away, you see them with a Bernie Sanders shirt on. You know, something's going on. The other side is trying to start their own revolution. Revolutions call for violence. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. So now you got this Nevada incident. You've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz. You got Tim Kaine. You got Harry Reid. You got Dianne Feinstein. You got them all. Got them all condemning what happened in Nevada and condemning Bernie Sanders because he didn't come out and condemn it himself. He put out a statement. Put out a statement. Well, we don't condone violence, but there was no real violence. But we don't condone it. And the Democrat Party is screwing us. They're effing us over. They're denying our people. So Bernie's defiant. Bernie's not stepping in line. And then Wasserman Schultz, Harry Reid, Boxer, Feinstein, they are beside themselves because they know. They know. A, this messes up the whole Trump rallies are homophobic, xenophobic, boo boo boo, bahaba hoo, bahaba haba. And this messes up that narrative because we've been saying it's not us. It's your people. It's your people who want a revolution. No, 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 no. It's all of you white nationalists. It's all of you, you homophobes, you gay basher. No. No, that's not true. There's not 25,000 people in this stadium who are homophobes. No, 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 no. There's probably a couple homos in the audience. I mean, statistically speaking, there's definitely a few homos in the audience. And they're voting Trump. They want Trump's rump. That's what's going on. They want the rump. So this blows up their narrative. And number two, they need every single vote to beat Trump. They need every single vote. I mean, their voter turnout is already lower than 2000. I mean, listen, 2008 was record numbers for them. 2012 wasn't record numbers, but it was still great numbers. This year's turnout for Democrats have been lower than 12 and lower than 8. And they needed that turnout in 8 and 12 to win. So you have the Democrats right now with their lowest turnout in two election cycles. So there's no enthusiasm. And the only enthusiasm that's there is for Bernie Sanders. I've never seen Hillary Clinton speak to a stadium of thousands of people. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. Never, ever seen it. They're going to need every single person to vote in this election for Hillary Clinton, for her to win. And they know it. They know it. And when you have people this upset, when you have people this upset, there's no way. Listen, Bernie Sanders at this rally last night in California, he brought up the whole Hillary Clinton Wall Street super PAC connection. You got somebody that is basically saying their opponent is nothing but an instrument of the very institutions that are ruining every one of these people's lives. And now after this is all done, all those people are expected to then vote for Bernie Sanders or for Hillary Clinton. My bad. All of these people, all these young people, old people, whoever, the people that are at these Bernie Sanders rallies, these people that are holding up these chairs over their heads, wanting to hit people in the head, people that are calling up this woman in Nevada. And remember, Nevada is a place Democrats, they want to win that. That's a state that Democrats are banking will go their way because, of course, Donald Trump is against Latinos. So, you know, of course, he's going to. Democrats just do the whole wishful thinking thing. We've talked about that. They have the Republican disease, the wishful thinking disease. If they wish it, they think about it, it will magically happen. I mean, that's Democrats now. So you have all of this happening in Nevada. You have all of this happening in Nevada. A state that they desperately want to win. A state they desperately want to win. And you have all of this pandemonium happening in Nevada. I have a friend that lives out there who said it's all over papers. It's all over the local TV. We're seeing it play out on a national television base. We're watching it on CNN. We're watching it on Fox. We're watching it on MSNBC. The people that are actually in that state, it's huge. And the narrative is Hillary Clinton and corrupt Washington are disenfranchising Bernie Sanders and his supporters. In order for Hillary Clinton to win Nevada, she needs those supporters. How do you get those supporters? How do you get those supporters? How do you get them? How do you get them? How do you get those supporters? Listen, at least on the Republican side, you never had fights break out inside between Cruz and Trump people. At least you never had fights break out between Jeb Bush, Trump, and Cruz people. Remember, all of this unrest that you heard that was going on in the Republican Party wasn't amongst the people. Yeah, sure, if you go online to Twitter, you'll have a stream of Trump supporters, Cruz supporters, hitting each other with memes and stuff like that. But all in all, again, just look at the primaries that have been happening since Cruz and Kasich have dropped out. Their names are still on the ballot. And if the people in those states were that angry at Trump and that despised by what happened, they would be voicing their outrage by voting in huge numbers for Kasich and Cruz. And it's not happening. I think Trump won last night with 60 or 70%. So I don't know the exact numbers, but it was similar to, what, West Virginia? There was no unrest with the voters in the Republican Party. There was unrest with the pundits and the so-called experts with the Republican Party and former candidates. It wasn't voters. There weren't thousands and thousands of voters. There weren't hundreds and hundreds of voters clashing with each other. That's not what was happening. The unrest was, you know, the Katie Packers and the Mitt Romneys and the SE Cups and the Stuart Stevens and the Rick Wilsons. So it gave the illusion that there was this huge unrest. But those people don't matter. They're nobodies. They're losers. Anna Navarro, loser. Packer, loser. Confused Tim Mill, loser. They're losers. And not just as human beings, but losers. They're in campaigns that lost, got hammered. The Democrats are experiencing something completely different. They're experiencing people that are saying, if Bernie Sanders is not on the ballot, they will vote for Trump. People in West Virginia, 30% said, I won't vote for Hillary. I will vote for Trump. Now, that can't be a fluke. That can't be a fluke in West Virginia. You can't say, oh, that's an outlier. That's nothing. If that's the vibe in West Virginia, that's got to be the vibe in Florida. It's got to be the vibe in Pennsylvania. It's got to be the vibe in Ohio. It's got to be that vibe. It's not just West Virginia. It's not just West Virginia. There has to be a little bit of that in every single one of those states. I'm telling you, Democrats know. They are in trouble. I've said this before. They know they are in trouble. They know they got lucky in 2008. They know they got lucky in 2012. Listen, you don't lose governorships. You don't lose Senate seats. You don't lose House seats. You don't lose state seats. You don't lose thousands of seats at state, local level. You don't lose massively. You don't lose these things and still have the will of the people when it comes to the White House. They got lucky. They got lucky. They got lucky. That's it. They got lucky. And the Dems know it. They know it. When you hear people talk about, oh, well, Trump has to win 40% of the Latino vote. He's got to win this percentage of the one vote. He's not going to do this. He's not going to. I've said this before. They're calculating it based on Hillary Clinton outperforming Barack Hussein Obama. That's how they're basing it. And I've said, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. She's not going to outperform Barack Hussein Obama. She's not even going to match him. Without Bernie Sanders, she wasn't going to outperform Obama, and she wasn't going to match him.
She wasn't going to turn out 98% of the black vote. Okay? She just wasn't going to match or beat Obama. And now throw in Bernie Sanders, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. All these experts, they sit here and use these models, these polling numbers. They use all of the stuff that they used this past year judging Trump and the electorate. And everything they used for the past year has been wrong. But they're still using the playbook now. I heard that know-nothing dummy, Meghan McCain, on the radio the other night talking about, I don't care what these polls show, that Trump is beating Hillary Clinton. Quinnipiac is suspect. I don't believe it. No one is going to win the presidency without 40% of the Latino vote. No one is going to win the presidency with 70% of the women hating them. I wish Ann Coulter would go to wherever studio Meghan McCain is at and punch her in the face. I wish Big Ann would go just punch her in the face. Give her a roundhouse kick. Again, another so-called expert. And really, she's just jealous. Did you ever notice the ones that are the most outspoken are the ones that are the biggest losers or have ties to the biggest losers? Because they can't believe that Trump is doing better than the people they supported or people that were their family member. Think about it. Meghan McCain's dad, John McCain, two-time loser, just like Mitt Romney. He ran before and lost to W, ran again and then lost to Obama. Same thing with Romney, two-time loser. And they are the biggest. Their people are the big, because all of the Never Trump people are Romney people. Packer, Stuart Stevens. They are just so beside themselves. So everybody's using these charts that they were wrong about for the last year, and now they're still trying to apply these charts to now. And what happened in Nevada with the Democrats shows you. It shows you. It shows you the Dems are in trouble. The Dems are in trouble. And Bernie Sanders is not backing down. Bernie Sanders spoke to 11,000 people last night. Remember, I told you, unless Bernie Sanders can close the popular vote gap, he doesn't have a chance with the superdelegates. But as he plays this out, and he can keep cutting that vote total down, and he can get to California. And if he can win California, remember, these rest of the states that are coming up, he's going to win all of them. There's something like 5 or 6 states left. He's going to win all of them. If he could close that gap, he 100% deserves to legitimately get looked at again. And here's the thing. The more Boxer, the more Feinstein, the more these people call for him to get out of the race, the more they push the Bernie supporters to Trump's side. And when you hear MSNBC people, the Rachel Maddows, the Lawrence O'Donnells, the Chris Matthews, when you hear them downplay this, when you hear them downplay this and go from a, yeah, but what do they have in common with Trump? They don't. Why would they like Trump? Trump is a xenophobe. He's a homophobe. Why would they? And they are willfully neglecting that the people will just vote for Trump out of spite. They will do it because their network, their Rachel Maddows, their Steve Kornackis, are sitting there telling the voters, they're telling the Democrat voters, your person, your revolution leader, Bernie Sanders, has no chance. He should get out. So they don't have to agree with Donald Trump to vote for Donald Trump. They just have to feel so disgusted, so robbed, so cheated by Hillary Clinton and the Dems for them to vote for Trump. And the same logic that applies to the whole strategic voting applies to the Dems when it comes to Hillary and Bernie. The whole logic that you have your blood and sweat and tears and money tied into John Kasich or tied into Marco Rubio or tied into Ted Cruz, and the notion that you will suspend that passion to then vote for somebody else with the hope that this little shell game, this Ponzi scheme-like game, will ultimately get the person that you are passionate for the ultimate prize, which is the nomination, so then you can cast your vote. That same concept of it not working because it's hard to just turn your passions off is the same thing with the Bernie and Hillary people. When you're holding up a chair wanting to hit somebody with it, when you're screaming at Barbara Boxer, when you're calling up state reps saying you should die, you should get hung from a tree, it's hard for that person at the end of the process to go, okay, I'll vote for Hillary now. No, you're angry. You're angry. And what's a better way to voice that anger? I know. I'll make sure Hillary doesn't win. She screwed my candidate. I'm going to make sure she doesn't win. I'm going to vote for Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. Real. Don't let any Democrat tell you different. Don't let any of these so-called pundits tell you different. This is real. This is a real problem. This is a real problem. The more the Democrats, the more the party leaders, the more the pundits attack Bernie Sanders, the more they laugh at Bernie Sanders, the more they say he has no chance, the more people they push to Donald Trump's side. Remember, they don't have to agree with Donald Trump. They just have to be pissed off enough at the Democrats and Hillary Clinton to make sure they don't win. That's all it's about. So Rob Zicari Show, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll jump into a whole bunch of other stuff. A lot of stuff to get to. A lot of stuff. I just wanted to touch on the whole Bernie, Hillary situation that's going on. I know I don't
talk about Dems that much because we're a conservative show. We're a Republican show. But, hey, this is important. This matters because it's about us winning. It's about us getting those Bernie voters. That's what it's about. It's about them coming to our side, not because we like them, not because they like us, but because we have a common enemy, and that enemy is Hillary Clinton. We don't have to like each other. Matter of fact, I don't like Bernie people. I think they're goofballs. But we have a common enemy. That common enemy is Hillary Rodham Clinton. And don't ever forget that, Bernie people. Don't ever forget that.